This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Pfizer formally asked U.S. regulators Friday to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine, starting the clock on a process that could bring limited first shots as early as next month and eventually an end to the pandemic, but not until after a long, hard winter. In remarks provided by Pfizer, CEO Albert Bourla says the company is seeking authorization worldwide to use the vaccine.
We have already initiated rolling submissions in Australia, Canada, Europe, Japan, and the UK, and we plan to submit immediately to other regulatory authorities around the world.
The action comes days after Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech announced that its vaccine appears 95% effective at preventing mild to severe COVID-19 disease in a large ongoing study. College students are being prepared on campus for Thanksgiving break by getting a coronavirus test. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The fear is college students heading home could also bring the virus home. Various schools have various types of tests.
Saliva and a swab deep into your nose.
At the University of Utah, Lori McDonald says they found a way to test more students.
We're using a rapid test that allows the person to do it themselves, kind of take a swab of their nose.
Devin King got the test.
It was a little strange. At first, definitely having to put something up your nose. Definitely felt weird for the first time doing it. It wasn't as bad as I expected, though. I've heard a lot of horror stories.
The University of Pittsburgh isn't testing students before they leave, worried the test could be unreliable, giving students a false sense of security. I'm Ed Donahue.
Be sure to log on to voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Georgia's top elections officials on Friday certified results showing Joe Biden had won the presidential race over Republican President Donald Trump. The certification brings the state one step closer to wrapping up an election that has been fraught with unfounded accusations of fraud by Trump and his supporters. Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp said he would certify the result.
State law now requires the governor's office to formalize the certification, which paves the way for the Trump campaign to pursue other legal options in a separate recount if they choose.
Earlier, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger certified the results reported by the state's 159 counties following a meticulous hand count of the nearly 5 million ballots cast in the race. The result had Biden defeating Trump by just over 12,000 votes. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden held his first in-person meeting since winning the election with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on Friday. Biden's meeting with the top Democrats at his makeshift transition headquarters in downtown Wilmington, Delaware, comes as he continues to build out his White House team. Jen Psaki is with the Biden transition team.
They're in lockstep agreement that there needs to be emergency assistance and aid during the lame duck session to help families. There's no more room for delay, and we need to move forward as quickly as possible.
Prospects for new virus aid this year remain uncertain. Pelosi said that talks with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Republican leadership on Thursday did not produce any consensus on a new virus aid package. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is denying accusations that he is setting up roadblocks for President-elect Joe Biden when the new administration tries to tackle the economic recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Secretary Steven Mnuchin's ended several emergency loan programs being run by the Federal Reserve to help prop up the economy as coronavirus infections spike. Critics say this is a political move. Private economists argue Mnuchin's decision to end five of the emergency loan facilities represents an economic risk to the country. Mnuchin says he's not trying to hinder anything. He says Congress could make better use of the funding by reallocating it in another direction. Even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is criticizing the move. Congress remains deadlocked on providing any more coronavirus support measures. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com.